Right now, I thought we would talk women's equestrian.
It's about time we got to this story.
And there's a story developing here. In Pennsylvania, we see that a Mrs. Mary... What's going on here?
What's going on, guys? What's up, brah?
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
What are you two hellos doing? High five, Joe!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're on. Hey, what's up? We're on the air.
Hey, I missed you guys at my deer lease this season. What's going on? My company's got like 1 million acres down there in the hill country. You guys didn't show up.
Oh,
I invited you and everything.
I don't remember that.
Boy, I'm getting excited about the summer, though, man. My fountain boat's already in the water.
Yeah, you have one of them. You have a fountain boat. Wow, that's really surprising.
Yeah, man, I was just getting ready to head out to the Byron. And
it's the Nelson.
I thought I'd stop by my new 3 Series and just see what you guys are up to.
Well, we're trying to do our show.
You guys probably never driven a Beamer, have you?
Well, no.
Now, don't worry. You'll get there someday, man. Don't get down, bro. Don't get down about it. No reason to be jealous of me. Seriously, man. Only worry about the people you can actually compete with. That's, keep your focus. You got to stay focused, you know? I'm in the gym like 7 days a week, you know, get my swole on. Yeah. I mean, look at these pecs. I'm going to take off my polo.
Hey, that's okay. Please don't.
Look at that.
We don't want to see that.
Watch me. I'm making the pecs dance. Look at it. Yeah. Isn't it great, man?
Yeah, you are built.
Hey, I heard one of you guys saying there won't be any big names at the Byron this year.
The Nelson?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be there. That's pretty huge, right? Quickly.
No,
you know, that's a big name there.
We meant pro golfers.
And you're not playing either.
No, I'm not going to play this time.
What do you mean this time?
I got like a lifetime exemption, you know.
Oh,
to play?
Yeah, it's because the Nelson's a friend of my dad.
What?
The Nelson is a friend of your dad.
So, you know, I'm just going to head out there and party this time. I'm renting a house for all my bras, you know. We're going to, you know, going to party, going to drink our Stellas and our Heinies. And, of course, I have my Grey Goose with me, you know. I always got to have some of that, but
sure.
Pretty cool.
We'll only be letting bitches and honeys in there from the Fortune 500 companies, you know.
Really
hot girls and everything.
Really?
Yeah, but my bro Cephas isn't going to be there. Tiger, man, what's up?
Yeah.
You know Tiger?
Oh, yeah, I could text him right now if I wanted to.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's all right. Tiger and I shared a lot of the same girls in the old day, you know, like Rachel Uchitel.
Yeah.
I had her long before Tiger introduced the two of them, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I want to know if you guys want to get in on something. You guys want in?
On what?
Well, I'm about to start a huge website. It's really going to blow up, make millions of bucks, you know.
What is it?
Sounds good.
I don't know. I'm just going to take advantage of social networking, solutions management.
You don't have an idea?
The website's going to be totally scalable, you know, maximum revenue production there.
But no idea? What's the content?
Hey, Corby's like my best friend. Is he around here?
No, Corby's not here.
He's not? I've known him since TCU, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, we go way back. Yeah. He's going to be at the Byron with me, too.
Nelson.
Yeah, I'll be wearing my D&G shades. We'll be, you know, we'll really be laying on those torn up cougars, you know, man. Yeah. We'll really be doing that.
Yeah. Boy, what a life you lead,
man. You like cougars?
Oh, sure, everybody.
I only do the cougars around the Nelson time just to make it fun, you know, because the Byron's perfect for that sort of thing.
Yeah, the Nelson.
You know, cougars, those 40-somethings with those tig old fake bitties. They look like cantaloupes that are about 2 feet apart on their chest with all that wrinkled leather skin gathered up between them.
You like
them.
That?
Love it, man. They're the best. Cougars are the best, man. They don't mind getting in a porta potty.
What?
Yeah. They get in there with you, man. They'll let it happen.
Man, you are full throttle, aren't you?
Romo's no longer my brosif.
Oh, your brosif.
Yeah, we had a falling out.
You and Romo had a falling out.
Yeah, I had a falling out. But Jess is still my brosifine. She's still definitely.
Well, that's good to hear.
We got a date now, you know.
Is that why you guys?
Yeah, we're dating. You know, Romo, but I got a lot of honeys, but.
God, boy, what a life.
You guys need to head out there with me.
You know, I got to say something.
I got my clubs and everything.
Chris, you don't need your clubs to go watch the Nelson.
Chris, it sounds like that you've got an incredible life, but I didn't want to bring this up.
Don't be too jealous, man.
Well,
okay,
we'll try not
to be jealous.
I didn't want to bring this up, but the other day when I went into the 7-Eleven on Greenville, I saw you refilling the Slurpee machine, and you were wearing a 7-Eleven outfit. It looked like you worked there. Is that the case? Do you not have a six-figure income and all that?
Oh, God, I've been found out! Chris!
George, he jumped through the window again!
Yeah, sure enough, he jumped through the window again.
And you know what? I can kind of see him. He looks like he's hung up down there in the trees or something. Now, I don't see him moving, though.
Well, Should we call the police or paramedics or just...
Let's call both, just to be sure, yeah. Call both. And
the man sandal got caught in a branch, man! I'm back!
You're okay?
All right, Chris.
I'm just fine, man!
There's Chris. Maybe you'll see him out at the Nelson. Or the kick-ass Byron, as he calls it. 8:46 here on...